The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stan Deo is appearing with us via Skype, so you can actually see him when you dial in for the replay. And you can send this to all your friends, send them the link, send them to powerhour.com, thepowerhour.com. And you can listen to the show if you are online. That's great. But you can watch us on Rumble and Brighteon. After it's over, we also have a video tab that you can click on and watch us in video, and you can see this discussion. It's going to get pretty intense here, given what Stan was telling me during the break. And, of course, should you feel, there's a thing about prepping, like relocating, and you think that end times are here. We have had a lot of people call the show and say they think that 666 is upon us. And that everything, every time we turn around, that the mark of the beast is here and there's wars and rumors of wars and all these things that we talk about in the Bible. Well, we have Stan Deo with us. He's an author, public lecturer, former university lecturer at CGI at Curtin University in Australia, former USAF Academy cadet and former recruit into the still highly classified electrogravitics program directed by Dr. Edward Teller and others. And, of course, you can go to StanDeo, DEYO.com. He also has another website called daretoprepare.com. We're including that into your email blast you're all going to be getting today. And I would advise, you know, you can also find him on YouTube as well as haloorbital.com. And unbeknownst to me, as I was reading the show notes, see, I have a copy of Strategic Location by Joel Skousen. And now we have another one out there that I didn't know about, but it's there. It's called Prudent Places USA. And we'll be talking about that on the show. It's an excellent relocation tool to better understand the strengths and weaknesses of your current location, whether or not you're in a safe spot or you're not. I got to get a copy of that book, too. I want to compare notes here. Stan, welcome to the show.
Well, good to be here. I'm glad to meet you, too. I haven't been on this show since you took over, and so I'm certainly glad to see that you're in Texas as well. That's my home state where I was born.
It is. I mean, and that's good. I mean, it's all good. You were born here, so you're a Texan.
Yeah.
So Earth changes. Before we were in the break, and you said something about what's happening with the sun that you think is going to happen within the next year or two. What would that be?
Well, yeah. I mean, the sun itself is this 25th solar cycle, sunspot cycle, is proving to be above what NASA and NOAA predicted. In the curve, at certain points, it's all doubled the sunspot activity. And then you'll hit a period of a month or so where it looks like you don't have many sunspots. But what we're seeing is the surface of the sun that we see, visual light, is thinning. And it's tearing in various places as the magnetic fields punch through from underneath that surface. At some point, I think we're going to see in this solar cycle where it blows off the outer shell. Now, we've seen this in the Monoceros cluster, a star cluster out there. We watched several years ago now where that star at Monoceros burst. It threw off its shell, but it kept the main core, and it went through their stellar system in about 9 months total. And we had an animation we got from European Space Agency of that and showed it. And we think something like that may happen here, where it will throw off the shell of stuff out through our solar system. It'll be a passing event. Are you familiar with the thing in the Book of Revelation where it talks about the light becoming bright, seven times brighter?
I do remember that vaguely.
Okay, well, we think that this may happen very quickly, and that the side of the Earth that's facing that burst as this shell is thrown off will get very hot. Of course, if the light from the sun is seven times brighter as the Book of Revelation forecasts, then it will do as the scripture said. It will burn green trees and it'll boil the fish on that side of the earth facing. because it'll be a quick event. And about a third of the Earth's surface will be exposed to direct radiation from this blast. Of course, the things that take the direct blast, like the living things, will not survive. They'll die. But then the Earth keeps turning after this happens, and the heat is distributed around the planet. It's going to affect our weather, crops, and all kinds of things. It'll be like a nuclear winter in some respects. So that I can see coming in this solar cycle because of the irregularity we're seeing in the magnetic field lines of the sun. There's an interactive site that I go to, which tells me, you know, let me just see if I can find it here. I'll tell you, this interactive site is Interactive Solar Field Line Viewer, and it shows where the North Pole, magnetic pole of the sun is, and the South. And every solar cycle, like this one now, the North and South Pole of the sun shift and turn upside down. But the top half of the sun shifts before the bottom half. And right now we're seeing like a cattywampus skew. Over here we're seeing like the North Pole drifting down like this, the South Pole is kind of here, and it's causing irregular pulls on the surface of the sun on the other side as these magnetic fields cluster over here and stretch over there. So I'm not hopeful that we're going to have a really great time during the rest of this solar cycle.
So I mean, are we talking about something in the nature of something that would force a pole shift?
Yes, it's quite possible. The Earth's magnetic field is weakening, has been weakening, and increasing its weakening to the point that it's very unstable. They've had to change markers on runways in one Florida airport, change the magnetic bearings because the North Pole has moved that much. And now, according to what NASA has been showing in their animations, we have at least two sets of north-south poles rotating around inside the Earth. We have two north-south poles, right? And they're fighting for dominance over which one's going to take over it. And the fields are so weak that we're not being shielded properly from deep space gamma radiation and other radiation frequencies. Now, when the sun's magnetic field does its normal, which is its normal shift of its poles, we're going to be more susceptible to flipping our poles to match it. So it's not just a periodic thing. It's something related to the sun itself and our weakening magnetic field. It's in fact, our magnetic field is moving towards Siberia at about 30 to 40 miles a year. It's definitely something you can see. And we found, looking at the Google Earth maps of that area, that there is a hole, a dent, in the North Pole area in the seabed. And it's moving toward that. It's been, probably 40, 50 miles a year. No, sorry, about 400 miles it's moved toward where it is now, towards Siberia, heading for that spot. So I don't know what it means, but it looked like that was originally a North Pole before the sun, before the Earth shifted from vertical to 23.5 degrees where it is now. Anyway, there's a lot of things to consider when you make predictions like this. And, I advise people to prepare for these things, because even without a rail strike or these various other political things that are happening in this country, we're seeing weather changes, drought changes. So we're going to be seeing famine and disease spread like crazy. And people are going to need to hunker down in their homes and prepare to just be on their own.
Okay, so they're doing this. I mean, are you safer in an Earth home? I mean, we're talking about some real serious, drastic things. I know people that actually have Earth homes built under the soil. I mean, the grass obviously is going to burn as well as the trees. If the trees burn, the grass will burn, but it won't get to the soil. If we're talking about radiation, I mean, now you're talking about lead and some sort of protection in your house. People who are living in certain kinds of homes are going to be more susceptible to getting more doses of radiation than others in other kinds of homes. And I'm talking about, like, I build steel SIP housing that basically are steel panels with foam in the middle and with metal roofs on them. And they're Category 5 hurricane resistant. So, you know, and I'm in one right now, a barn dominium, and it faces to the south, the roof does. So, and it's, 1,230 feet above sea level. So when you're looking at stuff like this and you're looking at the potential, I mean, I've heard people talk about pole shift. I've heard people talking about a 700-foot wall of water that's going to come right out of the Gulf, and it's going to wash half the state of Texas away and most of the southeast United States. and people think, you're crazy. You know, how do you talk to somebody about earth changes that doesn't believe that this stuff, oh, the world just turns and it does its own thing and it's no big deal? Well, you got the other side, which is comprised of a lot of our listeners. Not only do they believe it's happening and they're very much aware and awake, they're trying to figure out, look, what do we do? I mean, if the world's going to end, the world's going to end. You know, they're just matter of fact right out of the gate, and they don't mind talking to people about it, whether they think they're crazy or not. What do you think about that?
Well, I get this, too. I used to have a neighbor here about 3 or 4 years ago in the house next door that thought he was, you know, all-seeing, all-knowing about things, aircraft and flying. And I told him about chemtrails, and he said, you know, and chemtrails, by the way, were started by Dr. Edward Teller's patent on it, which was trying to figure out a way to deflect a lot of the solar radiation from the surface of the Earth. And I told him, I said, look, you know, these are manufactured chemtrails that are trying to put up small, you know, microscopic pieces of metal in orbit to try to shield us. And he just said, oh, you know, that's rubbish, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, you and I both know that in the last year, the government has announced we're going to look into blocking the solar radiation with high-altitude clouds of metallic dust. I mean, okay, right. Okay, you're going to admit it now 20 years after the fact. But, you know, as Wigington says on his site, they've been doing this for a long time. You can see pictures of the emitters on various aircraft they've had, and even civilian aircraft, blowing this stuff out the back of the plane as they fly. And I certainly know the difference between a chemtrail and a contrail. The contrails disappear after about 3 or 4 links of the aircraft. Chemtrails stretch out for miles, sometimes hundreds of miles. So, yeah, they're trying to protect us from that. But I look at these things. A couple of things kind of bother me. One was in the scriptures, they're saying that the sun's going to get 7 times brighter, you know, and burn portions of the earth, about a third of the earth. And that's going to happen when the earth is facing the sun and this blast occurs, because that's when a third of the earth is facing it. So I thought, all right, well, where is this going to happen? You know, if it's going to burn and kill, what part of the planet is it going to hit? And you and I look at prophecy and we say, well, what is the United States in prophecy? Is it the modern Babylon? Okay, it's going to be destroyed within 1 hour. It's just going to be, you know, clobbered. And I thought, well, it's not really fitting in heavily in the end times prophecy, because it moves over, the prophecy moves over the Middle East. So is the United States going to be that side that's facing when this 7 times brighter sunburst occurs and fries us? Well, in the prophecy, I think it's in the Old Testament where they're saying, hide me from the wrath of the Almighty, you know, hide me in the caves and the rocks. And that's what you're talking about. You've got a home that's like in the dirt, and you're making artificial caves to shield you from this burst. Now, it will be a quick burst, you know, within, I'd say, 5 or 10 minutes, and it'll be over. But the heat it's going to dump into the system is going to be there for a while. So you probably want to be as deep as you can and certainly protect yourself from the heat on the surface. So anyway, it's not great news, but it means that it will pass, but it's going to do its damage before it does.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's great news. just all right. So people out there listening are, all right, Stan, where are you going with this? See, now you have a relative that put out Prudent Places USA. I want to talk about that for a minute. Now you got my curiosity out. So where's the prudent place to be? I take it you see, unlike Joel Skousen in Strategic Relocation, I have a copy of that book. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you've read it. So you know, and Skousen's pretty right on with his politics, but we're talking about strategic here. We're talking about moving to a place that you deem safe, at least for the time being. And I'm just wondering what motivated the writing of the book.
Well, it's my wife, Holly, that wrote that book, and it's
I wanted you to tell me about that. All right, go ahead.
Okay, it's a CD-ROM. Yeah. You have to view it on your computer because there's a lot of color images, so many so that we couldn't print it in a printed form in a book. But she analyzes, I think it's about 64 main topics that she got from government maps that say, okay, here's a political distribution, here's an economic distribution, all kinds of things like that to choose a place for you to live prudently. Now, it's not saying these are the safest places for like solar stuff or, warfare, but it gives you all the factors on each location down to a city level about what this place offers for you. Is it offering, you know, a like-minded political population? Is it offering a medical facility you need if you're older, you know, hospitals or heart, things like that? Now, does it have water? Is it prone to drought? Is it prone to flood? And she analyzes these things using government maps, which are very easy to view. And so people have to make up their own mind because there are going to be factors like family closeness and things like that. I mean, they're just, it's not one answer for everyone. And but when you look at the coming invasion by China and Russia and Iran probably and the attacks on the United States, you know, it kind of narrows down where you want to be. And we had a bit of help in that we visited as guests of the Shungopabe tribe in Arizona of the Hopi, is it Second Mesa. And I got to hear directly with the rest of the tribe that were in the room with us from their prophecy keeper who said, this is what's going to happen. And they said soon. Hopi soon means sometime in the future. But about the invasion of China, Russia, and one Middle Eastern nation, they didn't say Iran, but I'm pretty sure that's who it is, will absolutely clobber the United States. But they won't stay for long. They will back off probably because of all the biowarfare and radiation damage they'll do. But there will be survivors from this that will move toward the Four Corners region of the United States, between Colorado and Utah, Mexico, and all that, and New Mexico. And you'll see that they will move up to that area and form a new nation of man to replace what we've had for, you know, 200 or 300 years here. But anyway, they're saying that the safe place is kind of where we are here in Colorado and down to the Four Corners region. And it's definitely an old stomping ground for the people, you know, the Sioux, the Hopi, the Navajo. That's where they held their religious meetings, just up the hill here, you know, in Beulah Valley. I can see it out the window here. So, yeah, in my opinion, if you're looking at prudent places, look, you know, in the Colorado you know, region, even the Mormons in the state over are building like safe cities on the western slopes of the Rockies near us. So, you know, that's all I can share with you because, you know, I'm not a prophet, but I'm just saying this is the information we've gotten.
It's amazing. I mean, you've said a mouthful there, and that's got everybody wondering whether or not they're in a location that is technically safe. I think a lot of people are in major cities that are listening to this. We have a lot of people in rural areas of the country listening to this. We have people in France listening to this, and I'm not sure what, you know, the outlook is where this solar occurrence is going to happen and what part of the world is going to be affected by it. If there is a giant heat wave, I mean, you're talking about global warming. You are talking about a serious, all of a sudden, within 24 to 48 hours, the entire world is going to be enveloped in this massive heat, and it's going to stay there for a bit, enough to really make a mess of things. And then, of course, now with China, Russia, and Iran, if is what you think is going to happen. So you think EMP is out of the question? Why would they want to nuke us if they can literally just wipe us out, put us back in the dark ages, and have everybody kill each other? 9 out of 10 people be dead, according to the late Peter Vincent Pry, within a year. Then they could just walk in and take over, and those who are left to defend themselves are going to end up succumbing to violence by warfare. I'm just curious as to why, what your pros and cons are as far as them just lobbing in one nuke after another and just destroying everything, and they have to worry about a half-life. I mean, they come over here, radiation suits are only going to do so much, and after that, they're going to be exposed. So if what you're saying is they're not going to be here for long, it would be because a lot of them are going to be dropping dead. China's got a 20 million man army. We've always looked at this situation with the idea that, you know, we could be easily invaded because our military's been trashed. The Democrat administration running the country right now doesn't care. The conservative movement is in bed with the Democrats. We got so many rhinos in Congress now. Politically, our country is screwed. People feel disenfranchised, like their votes don't matter. They're discouraged. They're messed up. They're stocking up on food. They're stocking up on guns. I definitely want to get into the prepping mode. But I'm curious, is the Four Corners the only place that's safe in America?
I I don't know. All I can tell you is what the Hopi prophecy keeper, you know, what he revealed to us. And if you trust that, I mean, they told us this, Holly and I, when we were invited down there in 1996. And, you know, that was a long time ago. That was like 28 years ago or something, and or 26 years ago. And it's now starting to happen. But they told us then China, Russia, and one Middle Eastern nation will invade. Now, in that invasion, they said there will be survivors from other parts other than the Rockies that will come to the Rockies. They will somehow get there from wherever they are. And that, you know, that's where the new nation of man will form. But basically, the country is going to be damaged by radiation, by sickness, I'm pretty sure. And you asked about EMP, electromagnetic pulses. That's the first thing that they will do. They will hit us, the whole country, with an EMP pulse or pulses over the middle of the country up high, about 240 miles high. Now, why is that interesting? Well, that's going to destroy our power distribution networks that aren't protected with EMP shields, which my partner Tim and I invented and have a company that makes them and sells them to the government and to private people. But why is it important to even protect against EMP shields or EMP pulses with shields? And the reason is, if you have your own power supply, solar or wind, you know, when this is over, if you're still alive, then you can power your radios and, you know, your things in your house, you know, heating and that kind of stuff, where if you are dependent solely on the grid, you're out of luck. And so, I mean, look, we've looked at this from a lot of angles. And, you know, Peter Pry, well, you know, we agree with that. And certainly he's seen our stuff. We advise several agencies of the government, Homeland Security for sure, CIA, military, various branches of it, on how to protect their facilities from an EMP pulse. Now, whether we get them in time, I don't know.
Well, the bigger problem is, and we're coming up to the break here in a minute, the bigger problem is they're leaving we the people completely in the dark. And so we've been selling EMP shields, of which I'm a rep for, the company in Kansas that makes these things.
That's our
and,
company.
Yeah. So, and my guys who are, you know, working with you and working with Andrew and everybody else, I'm glad to know you're out there. You saw me holding up an EMP shield because I've got them all over the place on my generator and everything else. So when you're looking at survival, you really need to be thinking outside the box here. I want to get into the prepping mode as soon as we come back from the break with Stan Deo. If you're joining us, it's an interesting conversation because it's talking all about your future and what may eventually happen to the United States of America. We will be back here on the Power Hour with the rest of this conversation and your phone calls. You got questions? We're going to try to get them answered here. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. Stack them up if you're ready. We'll try to get them answered after the break. Stay with us.
Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges along with OptiVita vitamin C and an OptiVita vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
We're back. 34 minutes. Yeah, 34 minutes after 12 noon Central Time. We're with Stan Dale, and before we were just talking about some really what seems to be crazy, earth-shattering news. The possibility. See, Stan, you've worked with the government before, so you know exactly what's going on. And, you know, it's kind of strange that the government would spend all of our tax dollars protecting its own ass, its own infrastructure, and leaving the rest of us out here to rot just in case something like this were to happen, which now you think is more of a likelihood. Obviously, you wouldn't be involved with EMP Shield as I am. And this is one of the reasons why we offer it on the Power Hour with a code TPH for the Power Hour to get you a discount on that so that you can put it in there. This gives more people a reason to stock up on Nuke Protect because of what you're saying. We're talking about nuclear winter here. You need iodine in your system to replace the bad stuff if you're going to survive with the good stuff. So I'm kind of curious about the potential. And anybody that's out there that's been watching this stuff has seen the I Am America map. Several people have put this thing out. They're showing some sort of a divide in the west of the Rockies that causes the ocean to drift upwards. What about that?
Well, first of all, let me back up a minute here. We've been talking some, or I have anyway, I guess some pretty dire situations, which to people that aren't really Christian, you know, are not aware of the coming 7 years of tribulation. But the people don't know about that. They're going to be frightened because where do we go to survive this? But I'm a firm believer that before all of this starts being a problem to the people of Earth, that there is going to be a removal of all the believing Christians following Jesus in the rapture. And I'm one of those crazy people that believes in that. And I also believe from studying the scripture, this will occur at the beginning of all these horrible things in the tribulation period. Now, does that mean we're at the beginning of seven or the middle of the seven-year period? You know, we could debate it. I don't know. But without that option, we're up the creek without a paddle. And so I won't put that option out there. I don't tell you these horrible things without offering the good news. And that's what the Bible tells us to do. So anyway, having said that, now back to your question about this, what, the water rising up. Is that what it was, the question?
Well, yeah, basically because of the fact that you've got this earth shift and a giant earthquake happens on the west side of the, like in the San Andreas Fault, collapsing and giving way and water rushing in and possibly the entire western slope of the Rockies being affected by that, by an inundation of water because of any type of potential earthquake and land separation. I mean, that really is when all hell is breaking loose here. I'm just wondering how realistic is a situation like that. I mean, well, you've studied geology and the situation there with your acquaintances in the government, and obviously you've come to some sort of conclusion where that goes.
Right. Well, as far as the West Coast falling, you know, into the sea, we're talking about like you would need over a mile drop to do some of these things you're talking about. The Hopi said that they were going to have water flowing between the three mesas there in Arizona before all this is finished, and that they're going to go by land, which isn't, you know, drowned and everything. They're going to go on dry land up into the Four Corners region. But they say they're going to go between the mesas before they leave in canoes. Now, to do that, you're going to have to either drop the West Coast about a mile, a little over a mile, or you're going to have to block the Colorado River in the Grand Canyon with a fall from massive earthquakes. It will block one portion of it, but that will take several years to fill up and back up into the mesas. So that is a more probable scenario than dropping a mile. And I'm pretty much a firm believer in the fact that the United States is the modern Babylon that is going to be destroyed by God. And also, you know, the cause of it being probably a solar burst. But with the Hopi saying that we're going to get invaded, that invasion comes first, and then the survivors get hit with the sun. And that's why we're going to have to be in the mountainous regions, I suppose, in caves and underground and stuff like that, for those who stay here. But I'm hoping that you and others that are prepared like this are going to go with me. We're going to get out of here found worthy to be delivered from this.
Well, see, and that's why we have 1 Thessalonians that talks all about that. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be gathered up together in the clouds and will be with the Lord forever. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. That's what the good book says. So I read it. I've studied it for several years, being an ordained minister as well as a talk show host. You know, you kind of get hit with both ends, so there is some hope there. Tim in Michigan, you're on the phone with Stan Dale. Go ahead.
Stan, it's an honor to talk to you, number one. And my question for you is, what, in your opinion, is the soul? Because it's the main thing that Satan wants more than anything on this earth, more than our gold, whatever. He's after our soul. What possibly could be our soul?
Well, I think it's the sum total of your psyche that has been influenced by what you've done and experienced in life, and it makes an imprint. I think that is what is going to be in the heavens with the Messiah, and that's why you know, the tears will be wiped away and you'll forget all the bad things. It's because the good stuff that forms that psyche is going to be what the Lord takes to be with him and give it a new body. We're not going to be remembering a lot of the bad things that we remember now, I think. That's the best I can say, Jim.
But why do you think Satan needs that?
Well, it's because he's trying to gain support for his rebellion against the Creator God, but also to hurt the Creator God, you know, and his son, Yeshua, by taking away people who would support them in this rebellion. And make no mistake about it, there is a war in the heavens now, and it's intensifying, and a lot of those beings are going to be cast down, if not already down to the earth in some form, and that's another whole discussion about the aliens that we're talking about are really fallen ones being cast to earth, and they're gathering here now, but anyway, I think it's either to minimize the people supporting Yeshua in, you know, this fight against Satan and his followers, or to gain more supporters for himself, for Satan. Not being privy to sit in the council in the heavens, I can only determine that from what the good book says.
Awesome. Do you have time? Could you explain omnipresence again?
Sorry, could I explain what?
Omnipresence.
Could you explain omnipresence?
Well, you know, I view the solar system, well, actually the universe that we can determine and see as a subset, like a virtual reality in God's kingdom where he is. And so it's like you, if you were on a computer playing a computer game and you had you generated an artificial reality called Earth and its universe, you would be in charge of all those things, and you would be able to sense, you know, and record or react to all the things happening on your virtual reality. So I look at God as being able to do that. So in that respect, he is present everywhere because he controls the whole virtual reality. That's just kind of the way I see it, Tim.
Awesome. God bless you, Stan.
Thank you, Tim. God bless you, too.
Yeah, we appreciate your call, Tim. Thanks so much. So anyway, a lot of people, obviously, they're listening to this show, and they're taking everything we're saying to heart, you know, understanding the fact that many of us believe, like I do, that we will be raptured up before all of this happens. And a lot of people and I have gotten into some serious discussion about whether we're in mid-trib or pre-trib or whatever the case may be. I don't see us in tribulation yet because all those evils that are supposed to come upon us haven't really occurred yet. We're talking about plagues. And the thing is that the plagues that, you know, have been generated to this point, the truth is now coming out that people who have been connected with China have been manufacturing and genetically engineering plagues to come upon us to depopulate the United States. And that's exactly, and other parts of the world as well. And the banks are coming in and foreclosing on homes in record numbers now. We're working with situations in California right now where there's literally 14,000 homeowners at this very point in time facing foreclosure. You've got all of the wars and rumors of wars. We've got a conflict in Ukraine that half of our warmongers in Congress want to continue to fund. We have a lot of the GOP that is saying maybe we're just acting a little too hasty because they don't want Putin to push the button. I frankly don't think that Putin is the one that's going to do it. I'm thinking China or North Korea is going to be the one that's going to do it and launch the EMP 200 some odd miles over Kansas, which is why I think that's one of the reasons why the EMP shield is in Kansas. So, you know, I'm a big fan of it, and I've got, like I said, lots of them around the house and in our vehicles as well, so they will run. I'm not sure with the temperature of a solar blast like you're talking about in the first segment of the program that, you know, many Americans will be able to survive it anyway, especially if they're burning the crops up and they've got outdoor greenhouses and chicken coops and stuff like that. I mean, their food supply is going to be decimated within an instant, you know, within 5 to 10 minutes if what you're saying is happening. You know, we obviously need to prepare. Is there any common sense, rational? I mean, people are now, I mean, I even got news articles today that are saying it would be better to empty out your 401k and use that money to stock up on food, guns, and ammo and prepare rather than sit there and risk it to a stock market that right now is on shaky ground. What kind of advice do you give as far as prepping? I want to talk about that for the remainder of the show. So,
okay. Well, first of all, the prepping should be to get to a safer area, you know, which in using Holly's Prudent Places CD-ROM, we have determined some time ago that it's going to be along the Rockies, probably on the eastern slopes of the Rockies or western, but the Rockies going up into Canada. You need to get to that area when you do your prep, and Idaho is probably possibly a good place, but as I say, there are a lot of variables in choosing your place to hunker down. You know, you're talking about all these crisis curves, you know, with the famine and political things and collapse of the world economic system. We've had like famines before. We've had like plagues before, you know, the Spanish flu and things like that. But the Bible is talking about when they all come together at the same time. And that's what you're talking about. This is happening now where all this stuff is happening to us and it's going to intensify. What we're seeing now is nothing compared to what's going to happen during the 7-year tribulation period, I'm pretty sure. So you need to, all right, the EMP shield, that will help you to preserve the things, the equipment that runs on electricity and has any circuitry in it, like freezers and fridges and, you know, radios and even your portable power generators, you know, the little 5-kilowatt jobbies, they need to have protection from the EMP pulse. So you need to preserve that, and you need to hopefully have an alternate power supply like solar. Now, a lot of us have done that, and we feed into the grid and get our money back. Yeah, you too. And, you know,
Faraday bags, the whole nine yards.
Yeah. And you know, it's you can't prepare for everything. You do what you can, and a little bit each day even. And I would hate to be starting now to try to figure out how to prepare my family, but it is possible. And Holly tells you that in the Dare to Prepare book. She gives you scenarios about how to prepare for various things, you know, earthquakes, a nuclear war, how to weather a nuclear war, the fallout of it in your own home. And this is from FEMA documents that we were able to get from the 1950s. They're pretty rare. So Dare to Prepare, Prudent Places, those things help you. The EMP shield helps you if you can get those and put them on the critical devices. And your solar panels, I guess on your solar panels you've got your EMP shields.
They do have them for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've got it on all of the different like the seven panel arrays up there. I've got each one. I've got them protected. And you know, if that fails, I've got portable 5-kilowatt diesel generators for, you know, 30 to 60 days anyway, until the diesel runs out. But I'm preparing, I think, for somebody else to occupy this place if it survives, because I don't think we're going to be here. I'm hoping I'm found worthy to be taken out of here. That's my prayer every day, several times a day. And I'm sure it is yours, too.
It is. Yeah, we pray every day for deliverance and our hedge of protection, and our peace and safety. But, you know, these are the things that even the word talks about, you know, they will say peace and safety, and then all hell will break loose and come upon them as in travail as a woman with child. And I mean, it's going to happen that fast. Yeah. As she goes into labor, it happens in an instant. The water breaks and then the pain starts. And so, you know, the scriptures do talk about this in such a way that people, I mean, you could choose, and this is the thing, when you look at what's going on biblically, and this is something that, you know, we're all about religion. Religion is man's interpretation of things. Spiritualism is God's presence in your life and walking in wisdom. This is the thing that I've always tried to stress to people is, look, you know, God gave you wisdom. Wisdom is knowledge applied. Knowledge is power. That's our mantra here at the Power Hour. And so if you have this knowledge and you have the understanding and God says, okay, I gave you wisdom. I raised you with a sound mind. The Bible even says it in the New Testament, which is written for our application. Old Testament is a learning curve. New Testament is application. It's what you should be doing now, walking in love, walking in renewed mind and manifestation, the love of God and renewed mind and manifestation. Manifestation is a Greek word pistis, outward action. These are things that we all profess if we're walking in love. The thing is God didn't raise no dummies. I mean, this is the thing. We have the opportunity to rearrange our lifestyle. And this is one of the things about foreclosures. Foreclosures are bleeding equity. Foreclosures is all about the rich people of the earth that are not going to be able to hide in the rocks and mountains. You know, I mean, this is the thing. We're all looking at what the thing that St. John the Divine in his dream was dreaming. I was dreaming on the Lord's day. When is the Lord's day? The day that God does the judging. So, you know, if we're not going to be here, and the Bible clearly says that those who are not part of the apostasy, which is occurring as we speak, if we're not part of the apostasy, then we are going to go up. I pray for that every day as well. And we're going to be taken up and we're going to be spared all this. The Bible clearly says we are going to possess a spiritual body because we will be like he is and we will see him eye to eye. It clearly says that in the Word of God if you aspire to believe it, which I do. And we speak about this, and if we're going to be persecuted, so be it.
You
we'll
know,
fight
Dave,
to the death.
Well, yeah, and during the tribulation period, those who are going to believe in Jesus and follow him, that were not caught up in the rapture, they're going to have to deal with this apostasy and to try to survive. But at least they can be saved during that period of time, even though it might be a painful way, you know, because during that tribulation period, the Antichrist of this earth is going to be beheading people like the Muslims do. And that's another whole story about that. But so even though if you're listening to this broadcast later after the rapture's occurred and a lot of the Christians have been removed and they give some excuse on a global basis that maybe it was a DNA problem or, you know, we died and, you know, there'll probably be bodies around. And so they'll try to make an excuse for how all the quote-unquote Christians were taken out of this earth because they were a pain to the real, you know, Messiah, the Antichrist that they're going to follow. One other thing in Matthew 24, Jesus warns us about a great deception coming upon the earth to fool everybody. And when they say that Christ is here in this place or in the desert, go to him there, don't believe it. Because when he comes at the end of the tribulation period, he is going to be visible all over the planet. I think every living thing is going to know that he's there all at once. And so this UFO situation is now becoming a very mainstream report, you know, on the various news channels. And I tell you, from where I worked in Taylor's program down in Australia, we have known these quote-unquote fallen ones, fallen angels, and have made underground and undersea operations for them to manufacture their own weapons and technologies. And in 1975 to 78, we were kicked out of our bases by them. And so I was in that program with Taylor's people down in Australia. Captain Sir John Williams was my control agent down there in Melbourne. And I knew at the time that I left the organization when it was being taken over, we were being kicked out, that this was biblical. I could see as I was in the desert there, in the Nullarbor Desert, escaping from people that were pursuing our group, I could see this is fulfillment of prophecy when it comes. But don't believe the alien presence that comes in and says, oh, look, there are bad aliens and good aliens, and we're the good guys. We're going to get rid of the little gray or the tall grays and all the nasty ones. We're your friends. Don't believe it. But that's what's coming. And I stress this. It's going to be a great deception that people will fall into if they aren't believing and understanding, you know, what Jesus has promised in the Bible. Anyway, that's my soapbox. Sorry, Dave.
No, it's not really a soapbox, Stan. You worked with the best of the best in the scientific programs the United States has had and spent good taxpayer dollars on. So, you know, it's you're not the whistleblower. You're saying things that are fairly common knowledge in the circles that you work in or worked in. Yeah. And so, you know, since they know, they obviously somebody for you to be in the scientific part of the exception, I mean, you believe obviously in the higher being, you believe in God, you believe in Yahweh and Yeshua. And so those who are ascribed to this belief system obviously understand everything that just came out of your mouth.
You know, I've wondered why, you know, they haven't taken me out since 1975.
I was just going to say that. I was, you know, you should have been gone already. But
yeah, well, the good Lord has had his hand on me. I mean, I didn't have a U.S. citizenship or passport when I was in Australia because they took it all away because of what I knew. They didn't want to let me out. In fact, they did send, one assassin was sent to get me in the Nullarbor Desert when we were running there with my friends. And he passed on killing me, which was nice. That's another whole story. But in 2001, the former Secretary of Defense, Jim Schlesinger, made arrangements for me to get my passport and my citizenship back and to give citizenship of all my children born in Australia, American citizenship, granted. And so I thought at the time when I got on the plane coming back, I thought, is this plane going to blow up? Are they going to get me at the airport? And, you know, I landed and we eventually held in. I bought a house and stuff and here in Colorado. And, you know, I've never noticed any tracking or any threats or anything from these people. So maybe they just figure that I'm such a weirdo and that I'm so far out there that their media coverage can make me look insignificant in what I say. So anyway, I'm happy that it happened that way. But yeah.
Mystery. Well, they may look at us as very, very small cogs in that grind that's a giant part of this big machine that's going on right now, which is our existence here on the internet and on radio. And so, you know, it's one of these things that we have to have a matter-of-fact discussion with ourselves and think about everything that you've already thought about and have already experienced and wondered, man, there's so many times they could have taken me out, but I'm still here. So there's obviously a reason for it, and that's to be on the show and have this discussion. So we got about a minute left. As far as we've already talked about relocating, what about the food and the guns and the ammo and everything else I've been hearing about? People are right on for doing this. You think emptying the 401k is probably a smart move right now?
Yeah, because it's going to be useless fairly shortly when they go to digital money. I mean, even my bank here, the Vectra Bank, they were telling me, you know, off the record, things are going to go digital fairly soon. And then I started looking up what they told me to look up about how much money that they control. Your money is their money, and they can do anything they want with it. So, yeah, we do need to prepare to be able to be mobile if we're not able to stay in our home.
Well, there you have it, folks. We're out of time. Stan Dale, thanks so much for the enlightenment for the past hour. Hopefully we'll have you back on again before all this stuff happens and we can have future discussions. Hopefully, folks, you didn't take any of this stuff as crazy, because it's not. Those of you right-fearing people in our almighty understand completely what we're talking about, and you will do what you need to do to prepare. In the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger saying, of course, as I always do, God bless you. And God bless the United States of America, what's left of it. See you tomorrow.
Amen. Bye-bye.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.